Well, we were really impressed. When we started the survey, we found that 93% of the homes actually had at least one unlocked gun in the house, often more than that. And when we came back a year later, among the homes that the safes had been installed, that went down to only 35%. So, and of course, the houses that didn't get the safe still stayed up at that high level. So we saw, you know, a drop of almost 60% in absolute points in the homes that got those safes.
Any reason for why there was the 35% figure that you mentioned, the folks no longer kept the weapons locked up even though they did have a gun cabinet?
And anecdotally, we certainly saw a number of situations in which the person had just gone hunting. We did a number of these surveys during when there was a lot of hunting activity, and the gun, they just hadn't gotten around to putting the gun in. So in some of those cases, it clearly was related to that. We didn't really collect information about why others didn't do it, but still, this is a dramatic improvement for such a relatively brief intervention.
Unlocked weapons and ammunition are always a factor in accidents and suicides?
We know, based on earlier studies that we did at the Harborview Injury Prevention Research Center, where I formerly was, I did another study where we looked at how much you could reduce the risk by locking up guns. And we saw at that time, and this was published back in 2005, and we saw that by locking your gun up, you can really dramatically reduce the risk of a suicide attempt or accidental injury by almost 75%.
But there's no real hard data as far as whether or not this particular effort had any impact
on those injuries, yeah.
Or on suicides. I mean, that's really kind of hard to determine, right?
Absolutely. That requires a much larger study, much more expensive, and also much longer tracking, because suicide attempts still are pretty rare overall. And so over time, depending on what happens in the state, it may be possible to measure that the impact of this after a number of years. But we didn't have enough funding to be able to examine a study that looked at shootings as the outcomes.
Now, how much of a factor is the key for that cabinet in whether or not it's properly hidden or secured? One thing that comes to mind is that we had an incident here in Juneau just a few short years ago. A 14-year-old boy was killed and another 14-year-old was severely injured.
Yeah, I think you put your finger on a really important point, which is one of the messages we gave to the owners in the villages, the gun owners that receive these safes, was the importance of keeping the key hidden. And the key is a potential problem. There are some technology solutions for that, including the use of push-button locks, combination locks, and other things where there's no key involved. In this particular case, we did use a key, and in fact, you know, people did keep them locked. We don't have any information about how the key was used or how the key was stored. But that is an important message to give to families, is the importance of keeping that key hidden.